Folks, I sure hope you picked up one of the bulletins today. If you're watching online, you can find it on the bulletin inserts tab on the website. I'm going to speak about that. They're in the bulletin, so if you didn't grab one, please do so now. Before we get to that, though, y'all know America's got talent, and Britain's got talent, too, and my mom thinks I've got talent, but what is this talent thing? In the first century, it was a weight of measure. Perhaps it came in the form of a coin, but what we do know is that it had a huge sum of value. Some estimate that it was somewhere around 15 years' wages of an average worker. So regardless of what the master of the house was giving, whether it was 5, 2, or 1, it was a huge significance. But the specifics are not important compared to these three things about the talents. Number one, that they are given. Number two, that they are important. And number three, that they are to be used. We know in the parable that after the master gives those talents, he goes away. It says, for a long time. I was pondering this. I went into the Greek trying to figure out what was the significance of that long time. And to be honest, I couldn't find any clarity. But I do know this. I know how it feels to be a little anxious around an undetermined period of time. He was gone for a long time. And my heart goes out to that third servant. You can just hear those thoughts running through his head. Let's just play this safe, right? We don't know what's coming. Who's really in charge? And as those questions are running through my head, it's when I prepared to talk to you about this stewardship report. If you open it up, the back is the important letter from the bishop, and the front is just a couple little ruminations on my part, but I want to look to the centerfold with you today. First of all, take note of the dates, of course. This is the stewardship report from July 1 of 2019 to June 30th of 2020. That's when the school was still in operation. And, of course, that's 3.5 months of the pandemic. To orient yourselves on the paper, we're going to go through 10 points. First of all is the two blocks on the side. Those are sort of the bookends of the report, and that's where people's eyes go first. The parish income and expenses on the left, and the school income and expenses on the right. And if you're a bottom-line kind of person, you have already jumped there, right? We netted $175,000 in the parish, and we had a negative $113,000 in the school. If you're a big picture kind of person, you say, okay, that doesn't sound so bad. $62,000 in the black. Okay, that's fine. But point number two, we have to look down at that extraordinary income. In the parish income, there's those 3 points that are important to highlight. Number one, the payroll protection loan for the government stimulus, largely to help support the salaries during the pandemic. That's one time only. Number two, the withdrawal from the capital campaign. We'll talk more about that, but again, that's one time only, though it's continuing. And number three, a withdrawal from the diocesan loan account of $83,000. Again, that's one time only. So do some quick math there. That's $230,000 of one time only. Okay. We also, though, have to look down at the extraordinary expenses under the parish expenses. When you look at that, we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a moment. That's largely the capital campaign expenses. We'll get back to that in a moment. If you're a visual person, number four, we've got the two pie charts of how the parish income is broken up and how the parish expenses are broken up. I greatly prefer my pie in the fruit form, but if that works for you, that's great. Number five, go on to the school side, the school block. And the important thing to highlight there, because I know there's this temptation, and I feel it myself, like, okay, well, the school is no longer, so any expenses that we've had in the past, boy, that's going to be a big savings for us. There's truth, there's going to be savings, but we can't oversimplify it. It's not just going to be $113,000 of savings, because there still will need to be the maintenance, there still will need to be the insurance and the utilities, and there will now be the diocesan subsidy. All those are going to fall to the parish. So there's going to be savings, just we can't oversimplify that. And honestly, we'll figure that out as this coming year proceeds. Next, we're down to the lower right corner. There's diocesan accounts. Again, this is as of June 30th. A lot has developed since then, but this is the report for the past fiscal year. The $68,000 was what we had for the capital campaign, and we've been doing a lot of work on that. Again, we'll get to that in a moment. The $48,000 was what we still had in the diocesan loan accounts, and then the $85,000 is the balance that we still need to pay off for the roof of what we now call the parish center. Now, to that capital campaign, the blue rectangle with the rounded corners, the capital campaign, things to point out, as of, again, the end of the fiscal year, we had begun a lot of these things, a lot has happened since, but the doors, the entranceways, including the dangerous sidewalk, those have all had lots of work done on them, as was part of the campaign, the entrances of the church. We also had the subscription to Formed, which so many of you have been enjoying, and just Friday night I heard from a mom of how much she enjoyed sharing Benjamin Cello. I didn't know this was a thing, but Benjamin Cello is great for kids, so thanks for taking advantage of that program. And we've paid off the majority of the roof of the school or the parish center. Again, we still have that $85,000 to go. A big development, go up from the capital campaign to the gray box there. How do parishioners donate? Obviously, this was largely in response to the COVID era, but how good that we're able to allow e-giving and how much of an increase that has been. Whenever we come to stewardship and the question of stewardship, we know how important it is for each of us to plan our giving. And that's one of the great gifts of e-giving. So many of you do, but with e-giving, it's necessarily written in to that. So we're happy that that's been a development. And then the last two that I saved is the round blue circle and the golden box. Those are the numbers that are closest to my heart. They're all important, but these aren't just the dollar sign ones. Yes, we're concerned about a decrease in the overall collection totals. Yes, we're concerned, as you probably know, about the status of the bricks and the important work that we have to do. Parish Council will be talking about that again tomorrow. A big project is looming on that. Those are very significant. But most of all, what we're concerned about is the numbers that represent our people. Each of us, how it is that the sacraments are being shared, how it is that people are able to worship, how it is that we're able to give a welcome and educate and worship as the people of the parish. Yes, the talents are important, but not because of their numbers. Yes, 5, 2, 1, those are significant things, but it's not even a matter of what they are. What is first and foremost of importance is that we acknowledge that they are given to us as the talents in the parable. That as a gift, they are important and that they are to be used. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor for me to be with you in this parish and to guide it as your pastor. And I'd like to end today with looking back to that first reading. The first reading today from Proverbs of a worthy wife. Sounds like some archaic language to us at first, but if you go through that 31st chapter of Proverbs, what you find in it is a description of this parish. In fact, we all know that Jesus is the bridegroom and the church is his bride. So all that she does, all of her industry, all of her use of her mind and her will, her fidelity, that is us at our best. That is us when we live out this call to be good stewards. Thank you for being hearts of the bride of Christ.